And the fight in this country between the North and the South was called the...
Mason-Dixon Line.
Uh-huh. What was the war called?
Civil War.
Any other names for that? For the Civil War?
North and South.
Uh-huh. And say if you have a piece of furniture, say, and you want to set it in the corner there, but you're not able to fit it snug in the corner like that furniture is there, and you have a set it sort of diagonally in where you have a space.
Well, you could do that.
Uh-huh. You'd say...
Or you take your, what we call a skill saw.
Uh-huh.
An electric hand saw and trim it to fit the corner.
Uh-huh. Well, but if you had it sitting in the corner so it's sort of... So there's a space between the back of the furniture and the corner. You'd say it was sitting in there how?
Diagonal.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say cattywampus or kitty-cornered?
Catty-cornered or wampus or whatever.
Uh-huh. How do you use those words?
Catty-cornered.
Uh-huh. What does catty-cornered mean?
Cross the corner.
Huh?
Cross this way on the corner.
Uh-huh. Say if there was an intersection and a person started to cross, went from one corner to the diagonal corner, you know? Would you call that walking catty-cornered?
No.
What would you say about that?
You'd be walking right square across.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they've got towns not up there, they've got signs up there. When's for you to walk and when's for you not to walk.
Well, say, instead of walking like you're supposed to, if you... Like... If you're at this corner and you want to get over to this corner, you're supposed to walk
from here to there,
uh-huh,
and then across, or either from here to there and then across.
Well, what if you walk like this? Then you say you're walking.
No, you don't walk like that. You know, that's against the law to cut corners with it.
Uh-huh. Well, would you call that walking catty-cornered? Or?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And if two people become members of a church, you say they... They did what?
They joined the church.
Uh-huh. And you go to church to pray to?
Pray to your Lord.
Or another name for the Lord.
Jesus Christ or your Master.
Okay. Or Jesus is the son of?
Of Mary and...
Or the son of?
In other words, be one not man.
Mm-hmm.
By law, but Christ, this woman got pregnant,
mm-hmm,
through the acts of Christ. Now, they didn't have no intercourse or nothing at all, mm-hmm, like that. He just planted that seed in that woman.
Who did?
Mary.
Uh-huh. Who?
And Joseph, I believe, was the husband.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Lord, and he thought a lot of Mary and asked him about this.
Uh-huh.
He said she had done no wrong,
mm-hmm,
to go ahead and marry her. And he married her, and then Christ was born in Bethlehem in a manger. You know what a manger is?
Mm-hmm.
Something you feed stock in. So like he was born in a manger.
Mm-hmm. What's another name for the Lord, though?
God.
Uh-huh. And the enemy of God is called the...
Devil.
What's another name for the devil?
Hell. And the next place?
Mm-hmm.
For you.
What's another name for the
Seven.
Devil?
Seven.
Uh-huh. What would you tell children was going to come get them if they didn't behave?
What?
What would you tell children is going to come get them if they don't behave?
Well, you just tell them now, you just behave yourself or I'm coming and get you.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say the booger man's gonna get you?
Yeah, the booger man's gonna get you. Now, I didn't believe in scaring children like that. In other words, I don't believe in scaring a child of the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing like that at all. I just don't believe it. I don't think it's right.
Mm-hmm.